Welcome to the Motherhood Kit Podcast, where we delve into the diverse and intriguing facets of motherhood. Today's episode takes us on a journey into the world of vaginal steaming. You heard that right. A practice steeped in history and tradition, yet increasingly embraced in modern wellness circles. From ancient rituals to the contemporary self-care, we'll explore the origins, potential benefits, and considerations surrounding vaginal steaming with our lovely guest and wonderful friend, Leeani Howard of Modern Herbal Apothecary here in Tampa Bay. Join us as we navigate the steamy waters of this age-old practice, shedding light on how the ritual empowers women to make informed choices about their holistic well-being. Hi, and welcome to the Motherhood Kit. I'm your host, Yamel Belen, a registered nurse, doula, lactation expert, business owner, and most importantly, a proud mom of five. Join in weekly as I share my wisdom and dive deep with parenting experts to empower you with your very own toolkit. From prenatal excitement to the real, raw, sometimes harrowing, and often hilarious sides of mothering. So whether you're seeking guidance, camaraderie, or just want to lighten your load with loads of laughs, the Motherhood Kit is your safe space to connect, learn, and thrive. Let's dive in. Hi, Leeani. Welcome back to the Motherhood Kit Podcast. This is your second time with us, and I'm just so excited to have this conversation.
I'm excited to be here. You know you're one of my favorite people in the whole world, so.
Same. The feeling is mutual. Before we head into this very, very lovely conversation, can you tell our audience a little bit about you and what you do over at Modern Herbal?
Sure. Modern Herbal, I'm the owner, and it is a clinical herbalist practice, a doula practice. And we also have a micro farm and apiary. We have bees in the back. So we're trying to be kind of a holistic wellness center for our community. One of our linchpins is, of course, birth and women's health. So we try to hit it all in one spot.
Amazing. And I wanted to bring you on because when I've done vaginal steaming, I'm pretty sure everyone listening knows what we're going to talk about by our title. But when I've done vaginal steaming, it has been with you. And the times that I'm looking for something different or something to add, of course, I'm turning to you. So before we head into it, let's talk about all the different ways that people hear about vaginal steaming or what it's called. So let me tell you the words that I learned and you could tell me add. So some people call it V-steaming. Mm-hmm. Some people call it yoni steaming. Some people call it wormwood steaming, which I had never heard before. But what are some other terms that you've heard?
Those are really the main ones, but I'm going to add one more to it. We call it sacral steaming because vaginal steaming is, you know, it makes it very much just women, but men can benefit from it too. So anyone with roids can use it. And also men who are dealing with prostate inflammation can also.
Interesting.
It was not my creation. I can't take full credit. It was one of my teachers did it. And it was Paistani from Indigi Mama. She called it steaming. And I was like, I like that.
Steaming. Okay. So for anyone listening, if you're looking for this service in your area, probably search different terms because everyone is kind of, you know, calling it something different. So this practice is becoming very much well-known, mainstream. People are not so turned off by it anymore. But I'm still bumping into so many people that are like, what? I'm going to sit down and do what? So describe for our audience, Leeani, the overview of vaginal steaming and basically its historical and cultural roots.
So there's never really been a time without vaginal steaming until now. Mm. It has been a part of how women took care of themselves since women have been taking care of themselves. It was always just kind of incorporated. But there's no one culture that you can point to and say, oh, this is the origin of vaginal steaming. It's been documented in a myriad of cultures globally. And it still is used in some ways in a lot of different cultures. But now it's more of a ritual. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that, you know, it's like how you do home remedies at home or self-care at home. But you do see it now emerging into some more like higher end or more private like birth centers. You're seeing it in postpartum retreat centers, and you're also seeing it in beauty and health spas. So it is kind of like having its reemergence, and it's becoming much more popular. You're seeing people starting to market it and things like that. And I think it kind of goes along this whole, I guess, holistic movement of like, oh, now you're seeing more home births. Oh, now you're seeing like more treatments that women can do on their own for themselves. And I feel like it's kind of like the pendulum swinging back a little bit from everything becomes clinical. And I'm here for it. I think it's great. I think that there should be a lot of information out there about it. So I was glad when you asked about this. And I think that, yeah, I think that talking about it is kind of the first step to kind of like creating a much more well-rounded narrative around the benefits around vaginal steaming.
Yeah. So you provide, and you're an herbalist. So of course, a provider like me that provides it, like our practice provides the service, but I'm not an herbalist. So I would be buying the herbs from someone like you. And that's something that I want to point out. Please try not to buy your herbs on like Amazon, you know, these little kits that they have. Like, really go to someone like Liani, because whoever you're getting vaginal steaming from should be going through some history about you, what's going on with you, how many days postpartum you are, how was your delivery, if you are freshly delivered, like you just had a baby. But Liani, give everyone a visual, because that's another thing. I mean, to me, this is my world, right? All these things related to women, motherhood, babies. So I feel very well versed. And then it's very shocking to me to meet people that are like, I've never heard of that. So put it into people's minds. Let's give them a visual of how they would get a vaginal steam or a V-steam.
Okay. So it is true. There is like a lot of disconnection for a lot of people. Like, they're not like around that world. So, and a lot of people have never even like really gotten to know themselves like as women. So I think that this is a step in that direction, kind of like honoring yourself. And, you know, you can get as crunchy as you want, or you can just keep it legit. Like, it's just something that you can do to take care of yourself. But if you're going to imagine a vaginal steam, it's going to be whatever environment you want it to be in. Do you want it to be in a spa? Then it can be very posh. You know, they can set it all up for you. You're just going to literally sit over steam.
That's so much time. It's a container that has the herbs that have steep.
Most of the time, it's either a container, a pot. And again, it depends on the environment. So if you're doing it in a spa, they're probably going to have a unit that you're going to sit over, and it's going to be an encased pot, and you're going to have like a cushion to sit on, and you sit down, and they'll either wrap you in like a cloak to kind of keep all of the steam in. Or if you're someone who suffers from like hot flashes, or someone who has like can't get overheated, then they don't wrap you in a cloak. So if that's one of those things that would happen during your intake, you would have a lot of information. But if you're at home, it's literally just you and a pot and a towel, and you can set it down on the ground and put the towel around you and just kind of kneel over the pot. So it can be as DIY as you want it to be, or like a very luxe experience. It's all depending on how you want to get it done and how you want to experience the ritual itself.
And that's what I love about this ritual and this treatment for yourself. And we talk a lot about self-care here at the Motherhood Kit. And I always say, like, ladies, self-care doesn't only have to look like a spa day. Self-care doesn't always have to look like a trip. Self-care can be a lot of things, because a vaginal steam, it should only be about 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
So 15 minutes of your time to feel better. So,
because a lot of people will go, you do a vaginal steam, and because there's not a lot of education, there's just a lot of, sometimes there's a lot of marketing, then a lot of people are like, oh, I'm supposed to do this for an hour. I'm like, no, but we don't have for an hour. It's just like 15, depending on what you got going on, 15 to 30 minutes, and then you move on.
Yeah. So let's talk about the benefits really quick. What are some of the major benefits that you're aware of?
So I look at vaginal steaming as a benefit in different ways. One, it's the ritual of it, right? It's just something you can do to honor yourself, just a way to kind of like take time and kind of connect back to the women who have been doing it forever. And then two, I look at it like, oh, this is just a transdermal application of herbs, right? Mm. So I'm doing this to bring heat and circulation into the area. So that's for anyone who wants to do it. That's how I look at And then three, specifically for postpartum women, I look at it as a way to help bring down the lochia, help to assist with the shrinking of the uterus after birth. I look at it as a way to like help with any type of cuts or tears that have happened after birth or during birth. So I look at it all of those ways. Then you look at it for intimacy. A lot of women like to do it either before and also after intimacy to kind of help, again, bring blood to the area. Some people feel that it can make intimacy more enhanced. And also after to help, again, with any type of inflammation in the area. Like steam is very cleansing.
Yes. And one thing that I want to point out, and you can elaborate a little bit more too, Liani, is that the vaginal tissue is probably one of the most absorbent areas in the body. So what we're doing is we're using herbs, steam, which steam is really good. And then the tissue is able to absorb that. So the herbs have different, you know, it depends on what you're trying to target, right? So if I go to you, Liani, today as my herbalist and I say, hey, I want to do a V-steam because I'm just feeling like I'm having extra discharge lately. And then we're going to talk about, okay, what does that discharge look like? What is going on? Yada, yada, yada. And then you can kind of create my blend to target my issue. Or maybe I'm coming to you and saying, you know, I've been feeling extra dry down there and intimacy hasn't been that great, or I'm battling fibroids, or I'm battling fertility, which that's something that's really interesting that this can be a service or a ritual, like you said, that can be done in that space. So that tissue is going to absorb that. So you're not just sitting there just to sit there.
No, you're not just sitting there just to sit there. But I always use caution when I'm talking about vaginal steam, because some people will kind of like apply it like a heal-all and cure-all.
No, not at all.
But what you're doing is you're adding a tool to your protocol to kind of like get after what it is you're trying to solve. If it's fibroids and you're doing like V-steam for it, I do think that it's a powerful tool for that. But I also think it's got to be a part of a protocol, like changing your diet, looking at different ways to help stabilize your hormones. Like, are you estrogen dominant? Like, are you insulin resistant? Like, what's going on there? So I think that it's a really great tool. And I think that one of the hurdles that people have when they're thinking of vaginal steaming is they're like, you know, my vagina doesn't sit open. So how does like steam get up in there? And that's true. That's not the way it works. I'd like to explain it more of like it is transdermal application. And it's more about getting like fresh blood supply into that area, especially if you're seeing like a lot of brown blood during your cycle, a lot of stagnation and discharge. It can help with the flushing out of that area. So, and another thing that I like to use caution with is when people say, oh, it's cleansing, it's cleansing. Yes, it is cleansing. But the vagina is a miraculous self-cleaning machine.
Always, always cleansing itself. Yeah.
Always cleansing itself. And I feel that, you know, when we use the word cleansing, it can kind of lead to like bolstering that horrible misconception of like dirtiness. And it's like, no.
Like you need it.
Yeah.
You need the vaginal steaming in order to be clean. No, that's not what I meant at all. And thank you for clarifying that. So when you're talking about being cautionary, which I appreciate that. And I do want listeners to always have an open mind and just adding information to their toolkit. What are some risks, of course, besides the risk that comes to my mind immediately is if you go to someone who's not experienced, who's not certified, not trained, and, you know, potentially burns you. What are some other risks to vaginal steaming? Because I have to tell you, when I was, of course, I'm certified in vaginal steaming. I went through my training with an herbalist as well. And so even I'm cautionary where there's people that come to me and I'm like, you know, that's out of my scope of practice, but I would love to refer to you to someone like Liani. But when I was looking into this for the episode, just to get even more information, there are so many articles about don't do it, like don't vaginal steam. You don't need to vaginal steam. And so what are the risks that are causing these fear-mongering articles related to this ritual?
I think what causes the fear-mongering is that, unfortunately, it's something different, right?
Yeah.
And usually something different.
And it's let's also say what we all want to say. It's something that's benefiting women and nobody likes that. So moving on.
Yeah. And it's also something that if it has not been a part of your culture, then it can seem foreign, and foreign can seem scary for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that if it's not taught and it's not wrapped in a white coat, then a lot of people can have distrust too. But I am starting to see more and more doctors starting to lean into it, which I'm excited mm-hmm. about, especially if you follow Kelly Garza from Steamy Chick. She was who I learned from. She's amazing. And she has a lot of like continuous clinical studies that she does to try to prove the efficacy of it as a tool. And I think like her data is great. But if you're looking at things to be careful of, like I'm really careful about where I put my toes if I'm going to get a pedicure. Like, is
true.
This clean, you know,
true.
Let alone where I place my vagina. So is this place clean? Are they wiping everything down?
So there is potential risk of infection if you're using. Yeah, because if the seat that the person is using is not being cleaned between client to client, that can cause, yes. So what are some other risks that we should be aware of?
The burn, as that you said, like when you place your hand over the steam, it should feel like a warm bath. You get no points for how hot you can take it. Mm-hmm. And then the other risk, which goes with the heat, is going to be if it's too hot, if you're sitting for too long, then you're creating too much heat and moisture in this area, which can lead to a yeast infection, or you're throwing off the balance of the pH, which is the exact opposite of what you were attempting to do, right? So, you know, if you're someone who gets yeast infections easily or BV infections, then you want to be cautious about what you're adding to your blend. And you want to be cautious about how long you're sitting on the pot, so to say.
Gotcha.
The only other risk that I have ever seen is if there's an allergic reaction to an herb. Some people are allergic to chamomile. And sometimes chamomile will be in a blend. And even though it's not literally going onto the skin, you do have some of the chemical constituents in the oil, and the oil gets vaporized, and that's what's going up. So you can look at it as an aromatherapy, you can look at it as transdermal, and you can also look at it as just something that helps to stimulate the circulation and get everything moving in that area.
Amazing. And I love that you pointed out, can you repeat the person that you're saying that you trained with to follow?
Kelly Garza with Steamy Chick. She's so great. Yeah, she's great. Her blends are chef's kiss. And the way that she has approached it is really amazing. To me, she is the one, like a lot of people are going to say, oh, when Gwyneth Paltrow did it, she put it back on the map, or the Kardashians put it back on the map. I'm like, yeah, they may have like, you know, sprinkled it into like the larger atmosphere. But Kelly Garza has been very impactful with her approach to vaginal steaming and like really getting the word out and getting the education behind it out.
Yeah, I'm really appreciative that we can have this conversation and add to people's toolkit relating to self-care and a way to provide healing in that area. Because I don't think we pay enough attention to our lady bits. We really don't.
No, not at all. And that's crazy though, right?
It is.
Don't you think that's actually crazy? Like, it does so much for us all the time. And we spend way more time on our hair. Because there's so much...
And there's so many products even for skincare. We had a skincare episode, but we're not really nurturing that and nurturing our womb and nurturing, you know, our vagina and all that. So I love this conversation. And we're going to add all the details in the show notes related to the gal that Liani mentioned, how you can reach out to Liani and have a private one-on-one session where if you're looking to do DIY, she can send you a kit as well. Thank you so much, Liani, for being part of the Motherhood Kit once again. We're so appreciative of you. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you found our discussion on vaginal steaming enlightening and that we've added a valuable tool to your motherhood kit. As we wrap up, let's remember the importance of exploring holistic approaches to our well-being, including practices like vaginal steaming. It's crucial to recognize that embracing alternative therapies doesn't diminish our role as mothers. Instead, it demonstrates our commitment to holistic self-care and empowerment. Self-care is not just a day at the spa or a lavish trip. There are simple rituals such as 15 minutes of V-steaming, which can contribute to you and thus help us be the best in mothering. Let's continue this dialogue. Connect with me on Instagram at Yamel Belen or on TikTok at The Motherhood Kit. Your feedback is incredibly valuable to us. If you enjoyed this episode or learned something new, please consider leaving a review on your preferred podcast platform. And don't forget to hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. Thank you for being part of this amazing community. Let's continue to hold hands in this season of motherhood. Until next time.